Melissa Gilbert wants to go to Congress. The actress, best known for playing Laura Ingalls Wilder on Little House on the Prairie in the 1970s and 80s, moved to Michigan 2 years ago with her actor husband, Timothy Busfield. On Monday, she announced she's running for Congress in Michigan's 8th District. It covers cities like East Lansing, Howell, Fenton, Clarkston, Lake Orion, and Rochester. Detroit Free Press Capitol Hill reporter Todd Spangler is with us now. Todd, Melissa Gilbert was president of the Screen Actors Guild, but has she ever held any other office, any public elected office?
No, I don't believe so. And she did win a close race for SAG back in the early 2000s and served two terms before coming to Michigan with Timothy Busfield. But no, she doesn't have any previous political experience.
Now, she's running as a Democrat. Hasn't the 8th been a pretty staunch Republican district? I think, didn't they even go with Mitt Romney in 2012?
They did. They voted for Governor Romney 52 to 46 or so in 2012. The district did go for President Obama, and somewhat substantially in 2008. But as you remember, 2008 was very much a Democratic year. Mm. Former Congressman Mike Rogers did not have any trouble getting elected and keeping his seat there for several terms. And for what it's worth, Mike Bishop, who is the current congressman there now as a Republican, he didn't have much trouble winning last year either. She's going to have an uphill battle winning in that district.
And she's carrying some baggage. Tell us about the personal financial troubles.
Well, there's not a lot that really I can tell you except to say that she's got a tax lien on her for $360,000 filed by the IRS earlier this year. Now, she says through her campaign that, you know, she has reached some sort of agreement with the IRS that she's making monthly payments. And clearly there's a lot of people who do get mm-hmm. into tax trouble with the IRS. But it's a substantial amount of money, you know, in a place, a district like this, you know, in parts of rural Michigan. She's going to have to explain it to voters so they understand exactly what did happen and why she would have run up that kind of bill.
And incumbent Mike Bishop's team wasted a little time teeing off on those money troubles, did they?
No, the Bishop campaign, as well as the state Republicans, mentioned it very quickly. And this had been reported in the Detroit News and elsewhere, you know, a couple months back. And it was pretty well known out there that she had run up this tax lien, which makes the run somewhat of a surprise. But I guess she and her advisors think it's something they can get around.
Now, do we know if she has she been out and about and involved in the community, especially around Howell, since moving here?
You know, I understand that in Howell, particularly, she's been something of a you know, well-known figure in town and well-liked, has brought some attention. She and Mr. Busfield, you know, to the community and are well-liked there. But I don't get the sense that they've been particularly active politically. She did make an appearance for Mark Schauer, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate, last year. But beyond that, I don't know that she's been terribly active in political circles.
What do you think, then? Could that name recognition and her Little House fame, could that help or hurt, do you think?
Oh, it could help. I mean, it certainly could help raise the profile of the race, which in turn could help her bring money into the district for a campaign. She clearly knows people through SAG and people in other states in the entertainment business, which, you know, has made some connections with Michigan in recent years. Whether that's enough to beat an incumbent Republican in a Republican district sort of remains to be seen. I am positive they're going to go after her, the Bishop campaign or whoever else she's running against, is going to go after her with being out of touch with the district, being awfully new to Michigan. I mean, she's going to have to overcome some obstacles if she's going to win the nomination.
You did note in your piece for the Free Press today that Bishop was recently put on the Republicans' Patriot program. What is that?
Well, the Patriot program is something that the congressional Republicans have to try to make sure they have resources going to incumbent Republicans who may potentially be vulnerable. Hmm. Democrats have made a lot of this, that he was added to this list, and he was, along with a couple other, you know, Michigan Republicans, Congressman Dan Beneschek in the UP and Tim Walberg in southeastern Michigan. But being on that list does not necessarily mean that you are a shoo-in to lose or that money is going to absolutely flow in. I mean, they look for people that they can target now to make sure that they have the help they need to keep their seats. If anything, that may make him a stronger candidate than a weaker one.
Todd Spangler, Detroit Free Press, Washington reporter. Always great talking with you, Todd. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.